This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back here at the Treasure Chest Casino for weekend kickoff time for our triple option feature, guys. I'm going to lead things off. Don't know if you saw on CBS Sports, former Saints running back Jamal Williams dropped by over there. He talked about Jameis Winston's controversial decision to score late in the game TD against the Atlanta Falcons instead of taking a knee. Well, let's hear Jamal Williams' point of view from the whole entire incident.
You took a victory formation and scored a touchdown on it. Okay, yep. That was an audible that wasn't okayed by the coaching staff. Mm-hmm. That's guys who are like, Jamal deserves this. These are the kind of things that you get when you have the respect from your peers.
Mm-hmm. I respect them more even for that. Like Jameis, Eric McCoy, like they'll forever be in my mind of just friendship and just how even when something's going wrong, even though like the game was over with, last play, I took my gloves off. Like, end of the year is done. I'm ready to go home. I had a long season, not the season I wanted. But to get in there in that last play and for Jameis to get on his knee, he looking at it like, Jameis, like, what you want to do? What y'all want to do?
That's a great impression of him.
So wait, take us into that. How did that unfold then?
Oh, all right. Well, they in the huddle. Like, they be like, Jamal, get in there. I'm like, why am I getting
They say
that?
You, victory, yeah. Which means victory. We're going to take a knee and get out of here.
I would think they would put it the youngins. Nah, let's put Jamal in there for it. I get in there. I got my gloves off, so I don't care. It said, Jameis, come in there.
What we going to do? What y'all want to do in here? What you want to do?
Then Eric McCoy, he was pointing straight at him. He was like, let's get Jamal a touchdown. I was like, oh. Then everybody was like, yeah, let's do it, yeah. Then Jameis came up with the backyard play. He was like, when I hike the ball, I'm going to just hand you the ball. You go and get a touchdown. I'm like, cool, let's do it.
I love that.
We did it. Then after that, I think I got more respect for him just because they weren't supposed to do it. When they got, when they started asking the questions, Jameis and all of them, like, they didn't back down. They stand 10 toes down on their
Nobody.
Decisions.
All the vets.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody stayed up for me. Everybody rooted for me, and they cheered for that. So I appreciate them so much for that, and that just shows the bond and the friendship that we have as teammates to know, even when the coaches don't like you, we'll still do something for each other and make sure that it's just a good one. So it's just 100% back together, back in with teammates. Like, no matter what the coaches say, we got each other's back.
Guys, what really stuck out to me right there with Jamal Williams saying right at the end there, even when the coaches don't like you. So things apparently went really south.
Yeah, that's no shock that there was some friction there.
Man, there was issues with Kendra Miller and Jamal Williams, so I don't know what was up with that running back room last year.
It wasn't good, put it to you that way, all across the board. We talked about this earlier in the show, but looks as though now, and it is official from the SEC, that they will go to a 9-game SEC schedule. Blake Ruffino, who we've had on many times here on WWL, the Big 870, on the Are You Serious Network, is reporting that if things remain the same, next year LSU will play Alabama, Georgia, Texas, if it remains the same. And remember, they have a home and home with Clemson. So you throw Clemson into that mix too. But Blake is reporting, and this is what he is from the projections, LSU would play Georgia and Texas along with Alabama next season along with Clemson. I know they got to play LSU, but, man, that's a rough one. The only thing I do know about that, Alabama and Clemson's at home.
Right.
You will catch them in Baton Rouge. But, man, you talk about a meat grinder right off the bat. Just reading that. And, you know, Blake got some pretty good sources most of the time. So looks as though, for sure, Alabama, Georgia, Texas, and we know for sure, Clemson.
Better get strong in them trenches. That's for
you
sure.
Better, because that's where they're going to come at you,
you
too.
You know it.
Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with that official SEC announcement. Just wanted to kind of rehash everything, that the SEC is going to continue to have the non-divisional structure. We're not going back to the East and the West or anything like that. Each school played three annual opponents focused on maintaining traditional rivalries. Guys, you talked about that in the last hour, about who LSU's three opponents could be. We'll bring that up here again just in a second. Each team's remaining six games will be rotate among the remaining conference schools, and then each team will face every other SEC program at least once every 2 years, and then there's going to be a home and away once every 4 years with every SEC school. I don't exactly know how that's going to work out with 18 SEC programs now, but it's just going to keep on cycling. You're going to have the three annual rivalry games and then six other opponents that will rotate, and you'll have a home and away against every single SEC school once every 4 years, guys. And another thing that I saw from On3 is that SEC teams are now required to play one out-of-conference high-quality game per season. Quote, SEC teams are required to schedule at least one additional high-quality non-conference from the Atlantic Coast, the ACC, obviously, the Big Ten or the Big 12 conferences, and then they threw a Notre Dame there as well every single season. So it's not just moving to a 9-game slate, but also requiring an extra game against one of the other power conferences and then Notre Dame as well.
Charlie, a couple years back when all this was brought up about the 9-game schedule and the three opponents you would play all the time, the three for LSU that was brought up were Alabama, Ole Miss, Texas A&M. Those were the three that was brought up that they would be the permanent. Now, again, we'll have to see how that schedule works out. My thing is, if there's a caveat in this, man, Florida, because that was one of the most underrated rivalry games in the SEC for so many years, LSU-Florida. You know Alabama and Ole Miss are going to be on that schedule. Who becomes the three team? Is it Texas A&M? And that's what was brought up a couple years back. Or would you want to switch and say,
I'd rather
is it
see
Florida?
The Gators.
I would. I would rather play Florida. And, you know, then you got, if he's still there, Billy Napier going up against Brian Kelly.
Right, exactly.
And now Billy would like that. He would have come in Louisiana to recruit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.